This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. The whistle's just gone. Brentford have gone down narrowly to West Ham United, 1-0. Side Benrahma curling home a delicious shot. You have to excuse me, I'm a bit wheezy from my COVID exploits, but I'll ask other people what they thought, otherwise I'm just going to cough at you. Narrow defeat, quite a lot of positives there though.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad pre-season friendly, you know. It actually had a bit of a zip, a bit of energy about it. I'm really taking away the positives here, that we can mix it up with the bigger teams, i.e. Premier League teams now. We actually played some nice football. I think we dominated possession in the second half, changed it up, obviously. One little blooper for the goal, which, you know, give credit to Benrahma, fair play, you know, we'll applaud his goal and give him respect that he's due. But otherwise, yeah, good run out and good to see so many of our players looking like they are actually up to this level.
2 weeks to go, little under. I thought that was a, you know, as you said, a fairly strong performance. There's some interesting performances from people like Shandon Baptiste. There's a few players that we've not forgotten about but haven't really played a part. They seem to be making a real statement and really showing that they should be in the reckoning.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind, with a few players like Dominic Thompson, Shandon Baptiste. Well, actually, they've come back in, and I've quite impressed with both of them today. Shandon Baptiste, he gives us something that maybe we've lacked with Josh De Silva being injured, which is that ability to actually strike it from the edge of the box. Hit the post today, he was really unlucky, deserved a goal. A few other bit of twinkle toes in the box as well, where he could have maybe shot, couldn't quite get the ball out of his feet. But yeah, some positives.
1-0 to West Ham. What did you think overall?
I thought it was good, mate, for a friendly. I'm not a big fan of friendlies, so I thought we don't look out of place, do we, against teams of that quality. You know, quality goal, but we know all about Benrahma. But I thought, with the team changing and subs coming on off, I thought we were fairly coherent throughout. I thought some good performances. I was very impressed with Thompson. He looks a different player than last year. Baptiste looks exciting. And we look comfortable. Jan out as well, I thought. Yeah, we're getting more and more confident that we can hold our own against these teams, and wait for the real thing. So overall, I thought it was a decent afternoon.
There wasn't a huge crowd here today. Hopefully it'll be a full house for Arsenal. You know, what can Brentford fans expect, do you think, from the opening game? You know, we saw a few of the A-teamers come back, Norgaard, Mbeumo, but Baptiste is a real shining light, and Yanel again was brilliant.
Yeah, I generally don't know what the first team is at the moment, and whether those new players are going to slot straight in, and the players who played in the Euros are going to slot in, I don't know. We've got a squad big enough, I think, to do that. I thought the crowd was disappointing today. Dave, you mentioned the crowd. Lots of bleating about tickets and how people can't get them. Well, there was plenty of opportunities today to come and see the new ground for a tenner. And a large number of people clearly haven't done that. And missed a good afternoon of football. So I don't know what the team's going to be, but I think we will be able to hold our own at this level, as we've always thought that we would, and bring on Arsenal.
We've had two really tough, real testers this week. Man United away, West Ham at home. We've acquitted ourselves pretty well. What have you made of the two games this week?
Yeah, I mean, today was very enjoyable, I thought. We played some good football. I thought Halil in the first half was superb. He looks a real talent. I'm really impressed with him, and I want to see loads more of him this season. Second half, Shandon Baptiste just stood out like a beacon. He was fantastic. Hit the post. Just played superb football throughout. Really created loads of stuff. I actually sort of really liked Pontus in the second half when he came on. Really steadied the ship. Those are really nice performances and a very enjoyable game. And if anyone has to score for West Ham, why not Ben Rama? I mean, that's a beautiful goal as well.
It seems to be a real like first half, second half team we've been playing, and I'm finding it difficult to work out if some of them should be like rested and or on the bench for the start of the season, and others should be ahead of them. I mean, I think, you know, obviously people like Tony, he's gonna start, but as I was saying to one or two of the others, you know, Shandon Baptiste, he's really, really putting a marker down.
No, he looks fantastic. And the odd thing is that you had Rico Henry first half and Dom Thompson second half, and Dom Thompson just looked really good. You know, he was creating loads, he was getting down the flank, and you know, you couldn't really tell the difference between the two. I mean, we all know what Rico Henry can do, but Dom Thompson was as good as him today anyway. So it's really interesting who is our best players, you know, because at the moment I would probably have Halil ahead of Force, but that doesn't mean Force can't do it. You know, we've got a really good squad coming up.
It's going to be important, we've said, you know, for other players to contribute with goals. You know, Ivan Toney is going to be marked like very, very heavily. So for people like Brian Mbeumo and Baptiste and Yanel and Dom Thompson and the wing backs getting forward, that everyone's going to have to chip in. We also need Frank the Tank to contribute. What have you made of him so far?
Well, to be honest, he was kind of out of the game a little bit first half. Nothing was really going through him, so it's difficult to tell. But when sort of Shandon Baptiste came on, it, you know, they really sort of picked up and changed, so it's difficult to tell. I mean, it's his first, you know, he's only had a few minutes, give him a chance, getting used to it. But Bueno, you know, you can tell, I think he's going to be class this season. I think he's a Premiership player more than he's a Championship player. He looked fantastic.
And there's also been comment that, you know, from a lot of the pundits, Brentford can't go up and just play it their way. You know, I've seen nothing in the friendlies to suggest that we're going to do it anything other than play it our way. You know, we seem to have got the intensity better. I thought today we would have beaten most Championship teams playing the way we did. We seem to be ready. We seem to be match fit, ready. We now need to crank it up in terms of that quality. Is the squad we've got with 2 weeks to go strong enough to start the Premiership title campaign?
I think it's definitely strong enough to start it. It might need tweaking a little bit later on. But at the moment, I think we've got a lot of really good players. And I think we just need to learn that we need to do things a little bit quicker. I think you noticed in the first, certainly the first 15 minutes against Man United, in the first 10, 15 minutes today, we need to think a bit quicker, we need to work a bit quicker. But as the game went on and as our better players came on, we started to do that. So I think our first team is certainly capable of starting the season. And the second team probably have to get up to speed a little bit more, but we're getting there, certainly.
So, one of those Bees fans that's made their first visit to the new stadium today. What did you make of that, and what did you make of Brentford as they're gearing up for their first campaign in the Premier League?
Well, I think they played quite well today. I thought they deserved at least a draw. Could have nicked a win. Obviously, we hit the post in the second half. Yeah, the ground's fine. A little bit same-ish, like all the new grounds. Ain't Griffin Park, but yeah, I enjoyed the experience. Wish I'd have come like for the playoff, which would have been much better.
Yeah, that was a different atmosphere to the one today. Obviously, you know, it's hard to compare the two, but you know, the playoff game has earned us the right to be in the top flight now. What did you think of the players? You know, are we ready? Or are you concerned about anything, or are you quietly confident?
Quietly confident. We just need to find three teams that are worse than us. But I think we'll stay up. I think we'll be in the bottom half, but I think we'll stay up and get points off the likes of Norwich, Watford, Burnley, Palace, teams like that. Brighton.
So your head's more looking to, you know, finding three worse than us, or thinking that we can find our feet and compete higher up that league. I mean, I'm not saying one way or the other. You know, I'm obviously delighted as well, yeah, just to get a second bite of the cherry if that comes our way. Staying up is all important, I guess. Now we're here, we don't want to do it a one season wonder. But we played a fairly decent West Ham team today. They were strong. We competed all over the pitch.
You know, I agree. Yeah, I would like to think top half of the table would be great. If we like do what Leeds did last year, mix with the best. Bit realistic, been coming 46 years, so this is the best I've ever seen them. So, yeah, I think hopefully mid-table maybe. Yeah.
I drink to that.
Huh?
I drink to that.
Yeah, I drink to that and all.
Go on, you beast.
Yeah.
Apart from the drama of the horn man in the car park, Caleb, what did you think of that today?
I thought it was a good test, and I think that we learned a lot about what we were going to see next season, and really impressed with how Baptiste was, really impressed with Onyeka. I think there's probably going to be a lot of games next season that I like that, where we lose 1-0 to a moment of brilliance, but the way we responded to going down a goal was good. Really impressed by Davutoğlu as well, so I think there's more depth in the squad than I originally anticipated there to be. And yeah, I think we're getting close to seeing what our first 11's going to be, looking forward to Valencia, and then we're into the season. So yeah, despite the result, a lot of positives in that.
We've waited a long time for the Premiership and all the joys and the excitement that's going to happen. Are you nervous at all, or are you quietly confident?
No, I'm not nervous, because we went up on Wednesday to Manchester United, and I know they had a mixed team, but they did have a couple of their stars there, and in the last 25 minutes or 30 minutes we really handled ourselves well. And we saw the same today. And I think that there's, as Caleb just said, there's depth in our squad. And once confidence levels rise, I think we're going to handle it quite well.
But a few people have said they expected a few more Beast fans to be here today. Did you expect a bigger crowd, or is it difficult to gauge how many were actually there?
I think that today it's clear that we're in the kind of start of the summer holidays, and people have gone away, and you know they haven't decided to come today for whatever reason. I think that given the fact that we have 11,000 season ticket holders, another 10,000 members, we're not going to be wanting when it gets to the actual moment of truth in the Premier League. So the good thing about today was that even if it was probably half full, 8,000-9,000, maybe we're it still sounded like there was a lot of atmosphere in there, so we're definitely able to make a noise irrespective of how many people are in there, which is great. It's got a lot more kind of, I hate to say it, a lot more atmosphere to Griffin Park. I think when we're full and we're on the front foot, it's going to sound really, really good in there and be intimidating. So yeah, I was surprised we weren't full, but at the same time, yeah, we can definitely make a noise in there, however many we've got in there.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.